This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Tom.
I hope you're well today.
I am. It's a beautiful sunny day where I live. And is it the same for you?
It is a sunny day and it's warm. So that's nice too.
Ah, yes, that is nice. It's not so warm here, but it is coming, I'm sure.
So, Carrie, last week, do you remember what we talked about?
I do. We were talking about the passive voice.
Of course, yes. So the chickens were killed by the fox.
Yes, exactly. We focused on the past tense and the present tense, but that's exactly what we did.
So today I'd like to extend our conversation about the passive voice for a slightly unusual structure, which is very common and useful for students of English. Imagine, Carrie, that I look at you and I notice that your hair is shorter than it was the last time I saw you.
Okay.
So I say to you, Carrie, have you cut your hair? Is that a good question or a bad question?
It's an interesting question because I feel like when you ask me, have you cut your hair, you're asking me if I cut my own hair. And I don't think a lot of people cut their own hair.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because I personally prefer to pay somebody to cut my hair.
Yes, me also.
So is there a different structure that we can use in these kind of situations?
Well, yes, I believe that you could use the structure of have you had your hair cut or have you gotten your hair cut?
Perfect, Carrie. And that is exactly what I wanted to speak about today, to give our listeners the chance to understand and practice this structure, which is the passive voice, because it's a slightly different. It doesn't have the verb to be. It has have or get instead. Can you give our listeners a few more examples of things which commonly use this structure?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about things that generally we as people have someone else do for us. That's kind of when we use this structure. So maybe a good example could be like last week, I had my tires changed.
Excellent. I personally can change a wheel on my car, but I can't actually change the tire. It's a much more complicated task to do. So yeah, I have my tires changed. I don't change them myself.
Okay, maybe something else with hair. A lot of women go to the beauty salon and then they would say that I have gotten my hair dyed or I have had my hair dyed.
Yes, so, but what does that actually mean, Carrie? So when you have your hair dyed, what's the effect? What's the difference?
What I actually mean by having hair dyed is like what you would do with Easter eggs or coloring the hair.
Okay, so your hair would be a different color when it's dyed.
Yes, exactly. Maybe the same color, lighter or darker. Or you could be crazy and you'll have purple hair.
Thank you, Carrie. Can you give another example?
Oh, let me think. I think you probably are not able to do this one. If I say that, we had a bad storm last year and it damaged the roof of our house. So, you know, the top part of the house that protects it. So we had our roof repaired.
That's a good example. Yes. I think it depends. If it's just one roof tile, I might change it. But if it's more damage than that, I would definitely get my roof fixed or repaired.
Yes.
Thank you for those examples, Coach. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to test you.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going to explain something that I did this morning, last week, or maybe something that I will do next week.
Okay.
And I want you to use the have something done, also known as the causative.
Okay.
In order to explain what I have had done or what I will have done.
Okay.
So let's start with my first one. Last night, I was feeling hungry. I quite like Italian food. You know, there's a kind of dough, which is a bit like bread, and you put tomato and cheese and other things on top of it. And I wanted to eat one of those things, but I was feeling lazy and I didn't want to go to a restaurant and get it myself. So I went online and I ordered what I wanted and it came to my house.
I got it. I particularly like this special dough. So what you did was you had a pizza delivered.
Fantastic, Carrie. Got it. That's exactly what I wanted. Exactly what I wanted. Right. I have another one. This is, in fact, okay. My sister, not me. Mm-hmm. And this is happening this week, actually. So it's not finished. Okay. My sister decided to set up a new company.
Okay.
And she doesn't have a logo for the company. And she wants something which is visually attractive, which can be good for her business. But she doesn't feel she has the artistic or technical skills to do it herself. So she's paying a company in order for them to have a logo which she can use for her company.
Aha, I understand. And it is important to have a visually attractive logo. So I believe that she will have a logo designed by a company.
We're so good at this, Carrie. We're so good. That's fantastic. So that's the second one.
Okay.
And I've got one more. Now, this might be a little bit tricky, but let's see.
Okay.
In my kitchen, and this happened last month in February, I have a large object which I use to keep food and drinks fresh.
Okay.
It wasn't working very well. Which is a problem because it's very warm and I need things to be chilled and cool. Mm-hmm. And I had a look at it and it was quite old. And I decided that the cost of repairing it would be more than the cost of a new one. So I got a company to come to my house and remove the old one and to leave me with a new one.
Oh, that is a little challenging. But the first thought I have is that you had your refrigerator replaced.
Perfect, Gary.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
The only difference is that in my list of examples, it says have my fridge replaced and not refrigerator.
Ah, yes. Well, we can say that also.
So that's it. I hope you listeners can also think of some examples of things that you have had done or things that you are having done at the moment. I'm sure that there are very few people listening to this who don't have their hair cut. But if you cut your hair yourself, send a message to the Vivaling English podcast and we'll check out a photo to see what it looked like.
Great. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you for listening to the Vivaling English podcast. For further information, go to our website, www.vivaling.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.